you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and happy Monday. We are pre-recording this, but this will be released on a Monday. And I am so blessed to bring you another guest on this podcast. Her name is Kristen Kogel. I always want to make sure I pronounce it right. So Kristen Kogel, she is a multi-passionate entrepreneur. She does many, many things. You will always see this woman moving. If she is not moving, something's going on. I just adore her so much. And ironically, but not ironically, just how big our God is. We actually lived in the same town for a few years and didn't even realize it until I moved out of it and was like, oh my gosh, you're there. Now I'm here. But it's so, so, so good to see God in that. So she has so many stories and so many backgrounds, but just to give you guys a few, she runs a health and wellness business. She also is a fitness instructor. She is a life coach. She has written a book. She is a published author, among many, many other things. But most importantly, she is a child of God, and she sees that and she puts that in the forefront of all that she does. And that is just so beautiful. So thank you, Kristen, for being on the show. I'm so excited to have you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we always dig right in and go straight for it. What is a Fueled by Faith story that you have seen played out that God is leading you to share with our listeners today?
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. And a Fueled by Faith story is my pastor, Sammy Ballard. He is moving mountains over at First Baptist Church in Mebane, and he is on fire with that desire that God has laid on our hearts each and every day. Over the summer, last half of the year, he did a six-month crazy faith series inspired by Michael Todd. And when he came bringing it every Sunday, I was lit up to do the same. And just seeing his passion and seeing where he has come from in the last, he's now been the pastor at First Baptist Church of Mebane for 5 years, and to see him to show up, I started probably in year two for him. And I had no idea, I would have never known it, because his passion and his zest for God and how he brings it in his excitement all the time. This man really gives you, he gives you the awareness, but he allows you to do the same. He allows you to show up in your true self. And make no mistake, this man is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he pretty much gets up there, speaks from his heart, and says, "If I can do it, so can you." And so that's exactly what I did. And as he was preaching in those six-month series is when I started fervently taking notes and digging into Bible verses and writing Holy Spirit messages, that these downloads that were just happening. And I just kept writing, and I kept showing up to the sermons and hanging on every word, every feeling that he had to offer. And that just fueled my faith to be able to share with my people and the individuals who I could touch that he might not have been able to reach. So it's been really a blessing.
Because of you, right? Like, we all have this unique ability to reach people through our own personalities that God has blessed us with. So like, he's feeding and fueling you with the message that you can go out and fuel someone else the Kristen way. That hits people a different way, which is so good. I would love for you to share, because you're new to this. You're new to your faith and to the Lord. And I would love to share, because you are positive. You are an encourager. You've always had that in you, because I remember you telling me the stories of, I just wanted to make people happy and I wanted to post something on Facebook, and how that led and transpired. And then in that story, you found the Lord, and then how that changed. So if you could share that, like that shift of before you became a Christian and you became a child, or realized you were a child of God and all the things, how that shifted and transpired in your faith story and becoming
His. Definitely. So it started back after the birth of my second son, and it really was at that point. It wasn't about, I mean, from my first son, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. It was about these children and being able to give them and share with them good values. But I realized that I didn't really know where I was going. I had no idea what that even looked like. And I knew that where I was in my life, I was married, my ex-husband, we were together, married for 10 years, together for over 15 years. And it was just an aha moment when I realized that I had to get healthy for myself, to bear children, to grow them and to have them. But then it was so much more, because then it was for them. And it was very interesting, because we had gone on a, it was before we were going out on a date, and we stopped at a Trader Joe's. And when I went into Trader, I was grumpy, and I went into Trader Joe's and I walked out and I was happy. because I was being served. And he looked over at me and he said, you should get a job here. You're happy now. And it was my first, and I did. And I worked there for 9 years. And it was my first step into a healthy, happy environment where there is good values being instilled into me. So it was literally Trader Joe's was my first ministry of learning healthy habits and healthy behaviors. And with that, it just was a ripple effect. It snowballed. After Benji was born, I needed to lose a few pounds, but needed to get that baby weight off. And I saw a man who my coworker had an amazing transformation. So I was curious after, at first I wasn't, but then I saw his amazing transformation. I was curious and I reached out and I was introduced to a health and wellness company where, again, learned even more values. I was just now immersed into seeing all of these individuals who were this spirit that was coming. It was a feeling. It was coming out of them. It was different words. You know, I was just doing, watching different things, seeing different things. Like everything that I had learned up until that point when I was married with my ex-husband and not feeling 100% Kristen, because I was missing something, which I didn't know at the time what that was, it started to come to fruition. And so as I had worked into, you know, health and wellness and meeting new people, I started to, in my small town, get involved with networking groups and communities because I wanted people, this energy that I'm starting to see, I wanted to see where else it was lying. Where else was this coming from? And I was introduced to go to churches to go check out sermons. And as I got into, when I were in there, I'll never forget it. I'm sitting in a church service. And it was that energy again, the same energy that I got at health and wellness events, except they weren't saying X, Y, and Z product. The product was God. And it was amazing. And I still was like, I don't know about this whole God thing. I don't really know. But he was behind me tapping on my shoulder and he was just smiling. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I don't know, but I like the way that this feels. And at that church, it was a great church. It was a little bit big for me. But in my community and with health and wellness, I'm a Pound Fit instructor. I started to see women come into my church. I would have my normal clients, but there was a group of women who came in and whoa, there we go again. That energy, that big energy and that spirit. And they belonged to this church called First Baptist Church of Mevin. And so it started to show up. I started to be led to this church. And the more I was led there, I kept going. I kept showing up and I didn't question it. I did not question it. I'm also a musician and music is a big thing for me. And I had been searching for many years how to bring that outlet back. As a classically trained pianist, loved playing the piano, but I hadn't played in a big group or a band since high school. And I was trying to figure out how I can get back involved in that. And I had been going to the church and I love the music. I love the praise team. Would you believe before I was even a member of that church or baptized or even really knew anything about God, I found myself up there on that pulpit playing music for the congregation. It was total God right there, showing up beautifully, unapologetic, you know, serving my heart's content. And so of course, long story short, I wound up getting baptized. The whole thing, you know, kept growing and growing. And before you know it, I got baptized in 2019. I've been going to that church since 2018. Time flies when you're having fun, when you've got God in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so good. And oh my goodness, I can feel that so much. And I didn't even realize some parts of your story about Trader Joe's and being in the environment. That is huge. And being aware of what's sucking it out of you and what's breathing it into you. And I mean, go you for going into Trader Joe's and being like, I want more of this, so I'm going to get a job. Like, that's so good. And it's just a testament to the importance of who you're surrounded by and taking that inventory of, is this serving me and serving him? Or is it influencing me not to? Is this fueling my tank or is it actually draining it? And so that's such a good example of you were getting in the room without even like on purpose for that reason. And he just led you to it and gave you a platform to give a gift, show your gift. And then not even, I mean, that's just so beautiful. How freaking awesome is that? So awesome. I love it so much. So you are an author. You've written a book. I want you to chat to the listeners here about this book. What inspired you? Kristen is super creative. God gave her so many superpowers and her energy. She's a ball of energy all the time. And she is super creative and her mind is so beautiful and it comes out in so many different ways. And I would love for you to share how that came through with your book. What inspired you to get these words onto paper for people to read and be transformed?
Definitely. Thanks. Yeah. So the book, the title is Two Roads, One Heart. And the tagline is a spirit-led journey to unlock your heart's true potential and discover your unique purpose. Now, I am queen of acronyms, and HEART stands for heal, experience, ask, receive, and testify. And before I had gotten this book together, I knew I'd always been a writer. My mom always reminded me that I was a writer. I was a reader and then I was a writer. And when Sammy had started his crazy faith sermon was when I was writing these spiritual downloads, these poems. And it was pretty much, I made it it was an accountability countdown. I was like, okay, I got 14 days. I'm starting at day 14. I'm going to write 14. We're going to get to day one and we'll see what happens next. And day one came and I'm like, I got more poems in me. Sammy's got more sermons. I got more poems. There's more Bible verses. Well, I got plenty of things to write about. And so I always thought that when I wrote a book, it was just going to be about me and my story. That's what I thought. And as I started to compile all of these poems, I was like, this is not about me. This is totally not about me. This is about these poems. Well, as I had found a publisher and I sent them a manuscript with these poems, I had just a little backstory of my story, and there was a lot of questions. There was a lot of holes, and there was a lot of gaps in my own personal story and how it related to the poems. And so that was when I knew that this had to be a little bit about me and a little bit about God, a little bit about both. And it was these two roads. And so for me, two roads, one heart is the spiritual walk and your secular walk and bringing it together so you can have a wholehearted existence. And I like action. I like action steps. I like to do stuff. I want to write. When I read a book, I normally read self-help books and I have a pen and I have a highlighter and I'm scribbling and I'm making notes and I want a journal. So I wanted a book to do the same. I also like quotes and Bible verses. So I put a little bit of all of this in this book. And this book it's got parts of the heart, but in each part, first is a little bit of my story. Well, before that, there's a motivational quote, your secular motivational quote, a little bit of my story. And then the spirited side is a Bible verse and the Holy Spirit's message that is the message to the part of my story where I was in my life. And at the end of each part is your journal and out section. Out is obstacle under transformation. So now you have the opportunity to reflect in your own life how this can help you in what you're going through in each section of the heart. So it's been so much fun. It was such an experience just to write the book, but now that it's out, it's so much fun to see individuals reading it and hearing their testimonies, just how the book has changed their life or how it's getting them to think differently. And so it's just been such a blessing, and everyone loves the cover. Like everyone, they'll buy in 30 seconds. They won't even know what it's about, but they like the cover and they'll take it. And they like me. So
yes, exactly. We are what sell, right? Right. They want a piece of you, which is so beautiful. I would love for you to chat about, because there's a lot of business owners that listen to this, a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this, and it's so easy for us to be on the other side of things, right? And to say, I wrote a book and da, 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 da. I would love for you to talk about your journey in that process and your faith in that process, because I know just in doing things that there are, you know, roadblocks and there are times that we don't want to get out of bed and write the thing, but God's nudging you. So I would love to hear part of your story in that big transformation, that big piece of you that took a lot from you to give. Yeah.
So when I knew I want, excuse me, I have a little froggy in my throat. When I knew that I wanted to write a book, I contacted a woman who, her name is Susan Vernachek. She wrote the foreword in my book. And I didn't know what she did, but when I saw her on a Zoom call, her energy was explosive and she had written 4 books. So I didn't even know what her business was, but I said, I want to hire you to help me write a book. And it turned out that her business was to help busy entrepreneurial moms balance business life and mom life. Didn't know that I'd even need. I was like, I don't need that. I just need to know how to write a book. Well, before we even got into that, did I need her help on what she had? And there was God again. Also, Susan didn't know too much about the Bible, and she was sending her kids to a Catholic school, and because it was a recommended school, and there wasn't good public school. So for us to work together was a godsend, because she was able to learn more about faith and why it's such a great reason that she's blessed to have her children in this school system or that school. So as we were working together, so number one, I had to slow down and speed up before I could really even get into the whole book publishing or finding a publisher. I had to get me straight. So that was great. There was a lot of blame that I was holding on myself for not, I'm a single mom, and I was holding so much blame. I was being so hard on myself. And when she was able to help me release that, then we moved on to the book publishing. All right, let's get a publisher. So whatever felt good to me, I went with this publisher. They were absolutely amazing. And accountability is huge. If I didn't have Susan, I wouldn't have been able to write the book. If I didn't have my publishing company, this book would have never been released. And they were amazing. They held me on. They were my drill sergeant. Like every Friday, what's going on? How are you doing? I got into the point where there were so many questions, like from the design of the cover to the layout to the font to everything. It was a lot. And I'm not going to lie. I had maybe seen an email and pretended that I didn't see it a couple times. Because I'm like, I don't know the answers to these questions yet. And as they held me accountable to push me along, like I said, the first manuscript, I was just about the poems and I just wrote up something quick about myself. And I was stuck in, it was a good 6 months of writer's block. It was bad. It was harsh. And I didn't know what the heck was going on. And so I took a sabbatical and I went to the beach by myself. I got an Airbnb, went to the beach, had my Jesus music, and I'm trying to figure this out. And I wrote one of my best poems, Dreamcatcher. And at this point I still hadn't had a title for the book. And I kept thinking in my head, ask, receive, transform, ask, receive, transform. And on my way driving home, Levi Lesko, I was listening to a podcast with Levi Lesko, and I don't even remember. I think he just said something about matters of the heart. And all of a sudden I said, wait, heart, not art. It's not art and it's not transform. I'm like, it's art, ask, receive, testify, and it's heart. What's H-E? Who's he? Well, he is God, but what is he? And it came to me, heal, experience, ask, receive, transform. That's heart. At that time, I still didn't know I had 2 roads, but I got the heart. I got the heart. And so we were making a little bit of headway, and then I went and I finally hired a writing coach. My publisher had a writing coach. She's like, if you just hire me in 5 weeks, we can get this manuscript buttoned up And it was me not being resistant. And I remember sitting at my table one day. I'm like, God, just what do I do? And he said, ask for help. Just ask for the help that you need. And I did that. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. Another piece that was huge was when I'm at the nitty gritty, like at the nitty gritty, I have a woman at church and she wants to do a seminar at my church. And she asked me if I can do music for it. And I'm like, yeah, I can do music for it. But I also wrote a book. Maybe you want to, you know, maybe I could speak at it. And so I showed her the cover of my book and she looks at me with this look in her eyes. And I thought, well, or not, I could just play the music. And she came back to me later. She said, Kristen, I would like for your book to be the whole theme of our seminar. It's a beautiful cover. And I think this would represent the women of our church very well. And so be it. So now I had another accountability partner. I had my writing coach. I had 5 weeks to get this book written. And then I had 5 weeks to be able to get this book ready and published so we can do a seminar on it. And I was like, yeah, we could do that. It's not, there's no book yet, but there will be, because that was the vision. That was the vision. And that was God at the top putting these pieces. And I was just picking up what he was putting down.
Yep. And you talked about this so clearly on when you started to put your hand on the steering wheel. That's when the writer's block came of having to figure it out, write it all, do it all. You like, I experienced that. I know our listeners experience this of we think it's up to us all. And we, even my husband and I today, we had a talk about how we need help. We are on our midst of gaining more people on our team. And that's a huge win, because we're not supposed to do it all ourselves. And God created so many amazing people like you, like me, like the listeners, that we have amazing skill sets that can benefit each other. If we just allow that to happen, allow them to use their gifts to then support us. So the message, not only he gets glorified 10 times more when we do that, instead of just, okay, he helped you in this situation and you in this situation. Well, like if we all work together for his good and his glory with the talents and treasures over all things together, man, are we getting a message out? And so I love how you spoke about that of when you found these people, when they came to you and God put them in your lap and they're like, we can actually do this. Like in 5 weeks, this can happen. And what's awesome is so many people think that, oh my gosh, that's such a short time. How can you get a book published and all that stuff like all of a sudden and then have a seminar? That is fire. That is the Lord being like, no, I'm going to equip you to do this. You already got the people. This is my timeline now, and I will make it work, which I feel like that happens a lot, right? Like he like shifts it up on us.
It's so fast. I was asked to do the seminar. I still hadn't contacted my book coach to help me write it, but it came down to like the last 5 weeks. And that was when God's like, just ask for help.
Yeah.
And that is the thing. If I was just doing a seminar, I would have had this amazing, I put together all the pieces for that whole day seminar. And if it was just me doing it, it would have an amazing seminar with nobody in the seat. But it was Mickey who was the one with the clipboard asking everyone to pile into those seats, bringing all the people, bringing all the love, bringing all the spirit, and getting all the guest speakers. It takes a village. It takes a village. And it's so amazing how you can go back and see how the pieces of the web, how it fits together, how these puzzle pieces connect and click together. It's just so beautiful. We can follow it back and it trickles right up to God.
Yeah. Yep.
Right up to God.
Yep. And it's okay that we don't see that full picture while we're in it, right? Like while you're building the web.
Yes, right. It's all part of his story.
Yes.
And that was one of the things I said to, I've always said, even back in the day when I was going through a separation with my ex-husband, when anything bad would happen, it's part of my story. Well, as soon as I learned that it's not just me, it's part of his story. Part of his story. It was so powerful.
So powerful. I love that so much. I'm trying to think back. I'm not sure where I heard this. It's like when we were given our life, there was a book that came with us that was fully blank, and then it's just filled in over the years until we pass, what will it hold? And that's him writing that story. There's a song. He's the author of our story. I can't remember. I think it's a Charity Gale song. I met the author of my story. And it's just so good because it's such a good reminder of this isn't ours. Even like what we own per se is not ours. It's all his. And when we sit back and relax in that, like, what are we really stressed about?
Right. It feels so much better when you think of it like that. It's so funny that you bring that up because I always imagine in God's kingdom, I imagine his library and he's got books and books and books and books, and they're each of our own stories. And in those pages, when we walk in his walk, the words appear and I see them like in gold cursive. The words of the story appear when we're walking in line with his promise to us and how we're supposed to serve him. And it's so beautiful. Like, can you imagine him sitting in his seat, just looking at all his children, all the chapters, just looking at all his children and just happy and smiling, you know, and then praying for some of those books that don't have any words, that just still have blank pages. He's still praying over those blank pages.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that visual. That's so powerful. Yeah, it's so powerful. Okay, so I want you to inform our listeners where can they find you? Where can they find your book? And what do you have coming up that they may be interested in working with you, all the things?
Sure. So you can find me at my website. It's kristincogel.com or tworoadsoneheart.com. My email is also my name, Kristin Kogel, KRISTYN Kogel, KOEGEL @gmail.com. And you can also, on my website, there is a link to purchase my book. Also, if you go to Amazon, you can type in Two Roads, One Heart, and my book will pop up, and you can purchase it on Amazon. And also, I'm really, really excited. I'm going to be having a coaching series is coming up. People who would want to work with me, we're going to be starting coaching, working through the heart framework, doing a 12-month intensive where there will be, we'll do coaching, there'll be a Facebook group, calls, all sorts of goodies. And I'm just so excited to be able to help to serve and to help people to really come from that flat line, feeling dead spiritually, to feeling uplifted, because we're doing all the things. We're going to church on Sundays. We're going to Bible studies on Wednesday nights, but we're still feeling overwhelmed and stressed and spiritually dead. And that does not have to be the case. We've got to dig in. I like to say, I'm actually doing a Bible study, Craig Rochelle's Weird Bible Study. And what I thought was really, really important, he says that small is the gate and narrow the, well, Craig doesn't say this. The Bible does. Matthew 7:14. Small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And as a coach, I want to lead you to do the hard things. I want to lead you to the path of most resistance down that small and narrow gate or path, to be able to do the hard things so you can live in his glory and be blessed abundantly, because not many will go down there, but there is eternal life and eternal abundance. And I really, really want to be able to pass that on to others, because I, whatever's going on for me, man, I'm doing the right thing. So I'm going with my God gut. And another thing that I wanted to, as being the queen of acronyms, in the first 7 days of the Bible, and I'm a brand new believer, so I'm dig very creatively into Bible studies and the Bible in a way that I can get excited about it. And I just leave the rest until God says, now it's time for you to learn this. But he talks about the first 7 days. It's good when he creates something, and it is good. And so my favorite acronym right now for good is God offers opportunities daily. And when God offers opportunities daily, you have to grab the opportunity that is offered daily. And as your coach, I am here to help you do just that. And then let's run. Let's go.
Let's go. I love that. Amen to everything. When you told me that about good, I was like, yes, yes, and yes, and yes. So it is so good, and it is
so good.
I just love how God speaks to you in that way, because not everyone gets that. And but then you can go and gift other people with that, and it speaks to them, and it's just so beautiful to see him working like that. So go grab her book, go follow her, go find her on social media to see all the things that she's doing and offerings that she has coming. And Kristen, just thank you so much for being on today and just spreading your love to us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Yes, of course. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.